Andrea Herkert, or Andrea?
Yep, Andrea.
Andrea, from Belleville, and...
May is our first reader.
Yep.
All right, your time starts.
So, like Brian said, this is Belleville, Wisconsin. The amount they're looking for is $3,500. The summary is they're going to be working on studying Norwegian rose modeling, this decorative art. Some of the strengths are that the ethnic heritage ties to the artist clear. The voice of the master artist came through very well, and so in her articulation of her background and her interest in it, that was very clear, her own voice coming through. So she has one apprentice that is a part of this application. I think the final presentation is clear, so she clearly says we're going to, you know, the WSRA is holding competition, this is what we're going to do, we're going to, it'll be a great opportunity for us to not just compete, but to also demonstrate, to talk through, right? And so that was very clear. From the apprentices portion of the application, they did a really good job laying out, like, these are the areas in which I want to focus on, so they actually lay out 9 specific components of the art that they want to work on. With that said, the weaknesses, so to me, I feel like the master artist is not very clear in her articulation of the specific skills in which she's going to be teaching Lynn, right, the apprentice, as opposed to what Lynn has had listed, right? So I was kind of expecting them to work together to address that. So one of my questions is, do they write the application together or do they do them separate? Because it seems like there's a disjointedness in Lynn saying, I want these 9 things, and then Andrea really just saying, and in fact her verbiage is, I'm going to observe her, we're going to do the work together, but she doesn't actually, unless I'm missing, she doesn't actually clearly articulate, like, this is a criteria I'm going to help Lynn to use to self-evaluate. I get that Lynn is to the point in which she needs to learn, like, her own artistic voice, but the explanation for the work being done during this mentorship is still very unclear, right? She just says, you know, I will give her, you know, I'll give her feedback, I'm going to help her to develop her own voice, but how are you going to do that? At some point, she does talk about line work as something that she's going to do with Lynn, but again, the question is, what are you exactly going to do, and how are you going to help Lynn to self-evaluate and self-teach that? So my question is, it almost seems like they're close peers, right? Because they've taken classes together, they've actually done sessions together, so they've worked collaboratively together already. So I'm actually a little bit unsure about the mentorship, apprenticeship, if that is even an appropriate way to approach this. I guess I don't see enough in the application to say that Andrea is such a high master compared to Lynn that there's going to be movement within that difference, right? I almost see like it would be good if they actually collaborated and worked together. So why couldn't they just, as colleagues, work on this together, continue to do what the application is saying, which was create together and then talk about it and then go visit some locations and then talk about it. So why does that have to be an apprenticeship and mentorship relationship? So that to me wasn't quite clear.
I agree with everything that you laid out. I mean, I guess I would say some of the similar things that stood out to me. I think, the apprentice has everything right about what they want to learn within this. And I understand, too, that master artists would like them to learn their own voice within the art form. But again,
And I'll say, just clarifying that, the form itself, we ask that they discuss the apprenticeship in advance, and then I think sometimes they work together on it. You know, one of them is typing another's response, but it's just one login. So that sort of complicates it sometimes, if it would be easier for apprentices to log in themselves. And Dale and I have talked about, you know, how can we make that possible? But right now, it's the master artist that logs in, and then, you know, the apprentices can send them the questions, they can send them back and copy and paste them, but... from a technical point of view.
Yeah.
Other comments on this one?
So you're right, but it's not explained. I can say, and again, this is my own knowledge of the art form and that particular world, there is a solid difference between the skill levels of the master and the apprentice, and I do think it's appropriate, but that was not very clear in the application at all. And I think that is a solid weakness of this application.
That's one more question. Mm-hmm. Like, whose work samples were included in there? Mm-hmm. No, they were the artists, or the graphics, mm-hmm. or they were just samples of random.
Oh, it says apprentices for the library and masters separate.
Yeah, so anything that says shown Maven would be Lynn's work that's being showed, and then, you know, Herkert would be. But yeah, the master artist header up top, mm-hmm. those are all Andrea's, and then under apprentice one, those are all Lynn's.
I mean, you can see the difference, but mm-hmm. as someone who doesn't yeah. have like a criteria where I can yeah. look at it and be able to tell, like, wow, like those lines are really much more defined versus mm-hmm. this one, and that's why I feel like in the application itself, if she's saying yeah. she needs to develop voice so she can, you know, do her line work, if I saw that like criteria mm-hmm. level stuff, then I could then look at that and be like, oh yeah, you're right, there's a huge gap in the ability, and I can see why this particular work is important, and so. That was just unclear.
But I thought I liked that the master acknowledged that she's already skilled, the apprentice is already skilled, but she needs to be able to grow her own creativity, and in that, fantastic to hear that from the master, because any art form like this, mm-hmm. you need both mm-hmm. skills and techniques and some creativity to move the heritage forward or something like that. So from both of them, both master and apprentice, have enormous amount of dedication to this art form, and that was very clear from the application. And like I have a faith in this program, and then they would work collaboratively and then create something great to contribute to this art form. Rose modeling, I thought. But that's what I thought. Mm-hmm.
Josh, comments on this one?
I think this is a strong application. I'm also less concerned with the sort of skill level difference between the two than some of the other comments were made. I think the apprentice even says in her narrative that Andrea is, you know, maybe like the best Rose Mahler alive. I don't know. Yeah, it, that was not much of a concern for me. I thought it was a really good application. The one thing that I was more concerned with is the work plan. I'd like to see more concrete plans than just like, oh, we'll meet twice a month. Like, okay, so what does that mean? Does that mean you'll meet, like, for a solid day, for a couple hours in an evening? Is there a specific, you know, scheduling that you have to work around? I would have liked to see slightly more concrete plans for the, in the work plan.
Mm-hmm.